Okay, let's start. We're recording again this continuation of the resumption of the M3 Eagle hearing. The date is July 22nd, it's approximately 9:05 a.m. in Mr. Swire's. We're in the middle of cross-examination. Mr. Alan Smith, I think you are examining Mr. Swire.
Yes.
Okay.
Mr. Squires, I believe you said you didn't inspect the Taylor well.
That's correct, sir. I've never been to the Taylor well.
So you don't really know if the abandoned well log was correct in stating there was still water at the bottom of the well?
I don't know that, mostly.
Were you present when Mr. Owsley measured the Taylor well?
Since I've not been to the Taylor well, I say no.
If these well drillers don't know clay from sand, is it possible that Taylor well log is wrong, stating that it was 116 feet deep when Mr. Owsley measured down 125 and found no water?
Are you saying that the well might be 125 feet deep?
That's what I'm asking you, if that's possible.
I suppose anything's possible. We've certainly, in our own experience, seen through our research and our camera surveys, that wells are often not constructed as they are shown on driller's reports.
And we were through the Eagle Pine well log yesterday, and both the abandoned well and the new well showed a static level of 112 feet. It appears that maybe that well driller used one of those figures for both wells, whether he measured it or not. Is that possible?
That could certainly be possible. It's quite a coincidence that they're both 112.
Let's go to tab 3. Exhibit 76, tab 3.
Yes.
On the Alan Smith questionnaire, do you have that?
Yes, I do.
Item number 10 asks to describe any change in water level or productivity in the last few years, and I answered none. Item 11 says, do you have records of water levels? And I answered no. You were present at my deposition, were you not, on November 14th, when I stated that no monitoring had been done because there had not been any well problems. So I didn't know if about any change in productivity of water levels. Do you recall that?
I honestly can't recall that deposition that well. But I take you at your word, and that's what it says here.
And I believe in your rebuttal testimony, you pointed out that I did not agree to allow HLI to inspect my well. Do you recall when Mr. Faraday asked me why? I said that I...
Objection, Mr. Smith appears to be testifying in a way that is essentially arguing with the witness. I wonder whether there's a question here.
Okay, Mr. Smith, I've got an objection, but the objection, I guess, is in the nature of what the question is. I have some concern about the way the questions are being presented.
I'll rephrase the question.
Okay.
You recall that I stated that I didn't have my well inspected by HLI because I felt they just wanted to find fault with the well.
As I previously said, Mr. Smith, I honestly don't recall your testimony in the deposition without reading the transcript.
And I believe you stated you didn't inspect the Taylor well. Did you inspect the Banducci well, or I believe the other one, Mr. Faraday, mentioned was a Cummings well?
I stated yesterday that I haven't been to any of the wells, the domestic wells in question in this case.
Are you aware that the Banducci questionnaire states that his prior well went dry?
I am aware of that, yes.
Speaking of the M3 project area, would you look at page 240? This is exhibit 12, the 16 aquifer test.
The page number again?
240.
Yes.
Hey, would you read that last sentence to us, please?
The last sentence on 240?
Correct.
These high-capacity wells will cause drawdowns that will affect other wells.
Could you go to the next page, 241?
Yes.
Could you read the last sentence in that first paragraph? Development of additional municipal groundwater?
Sure. Development of additional municipal groundwater supplies and associated water table drawdowns may require some existing wells to be deepened and or replaced.
And would you read the next item? I believe it's number 20.
Mr. Hearing Officer, again, we must object. Just having this witness read from a document that's already in evidence is not asking a question, and we have the same objections with the group.
Okay, Mr. Smith, I assume there is a question coming out of this recitation.
Well, let me ask it this way, Mr. Squires. Does that statement in that paragraph 20 not say that the artesian wells will stop flowing and pumps may have to be installed?
I don't think it says that the artesian wells will stop flowing. What we're making, the points that we're making on these conclusions and statements are that groundwater production from the aquifer results in water level drawdowns in the aquifer. That's just the laws of physics. And when there are some wells that perhaps would be flowing at the surface, for example, it might have an artesian head of a few feet flowing above ground surface. If the water level and water pressures in the aquifer would cause that to lower by a few feet, well, that well would no longer flow at the surface. And I guess I would elaborate on that, excuse me for cutting in, but similarly in the ground, it's really the same thing. If you had a well that had only a few feet of water in the bottom of it, let's say you had a well that was 114 feet deep, and you had a water level of 105 feet, and you had the water level in that well lower by 5 feet, well, you would lose some production. And you might have to lower your pump, or it may, or the water level could be drawn down to where it would not be possible to pump without deepening the well. That's what you're saying.
I believe you stated that the protestants could deepen their wells yesterday in your rebuttal testimony. Of course, that places an economic burden on them for this homeowner, does it not?
It certainly costs money to deepen or replace wells.
And you realize most of those homeowners don't have a large large investment fund backing them like M3 does?
Objection. Mm-hmm. Foundation. And that's for speculation.
I'll withdraw the question. We'd like this marked as, I believe, our next exhibit, 430.
Is that consistent?
Yeah, they checked with me yesterday.
I have
I did that. Yeah, I think 4-3 is going to be the next number.
Yeah, that's what we talked about yesterday.
Is 4-3 the correct number?
Okay, we have the document. It's marked, Mr. Smith.
Do you have that?
I do.
Would you notice there that that's a memo from Lane Farm, dated July 21st, 2009, yesterday?
I do.
And would you look at these static levels that were measured? June 17th of 2005 and July 25th of 2006?
Yes.
Doesn't that show a 4-foot drop?
Between June and July? Between the June 17th measure?
June of 05 and July of 06.
Yes.
And of course, that measurement is taken during the irrigation season, we realize that. But it does show a drop of 4 feet in that 1 year. It
shows that the water levels at the time of measurement were 4 feet different between June 17th and July 25th.
We would offer exhibit 430.
Mr. Faraday.
Well, we would object to the admission of this. We don't have any foundation for it other than it's not addressed to anyone, nor is there anyone here to testify about it. We also note that these dates are far different. They're in the middle of the irrigation season when water levels are typically low, so we question whether it is probative of the point that it evidently is intended to prove.
It goes to the weight rather than the admissibility. We recognize that it was taken in the summer during the irrigation season. It still shows a drop of 4 feet in the static level in 1 year.
Okay, well, I'll receive it into evidence, Mr. Smith, but I will tell you that the document, at least in its present form, has little value to me. Without some additional information about what these measurements are and what importance they have. I'm not sure 4 feet of fluctuation during the irrigation season one way or another makes any difference. It is really an indicator of what direction water levels are.
Very well, the hearing examiner can do whatever way he thinks it's entitled to, that's fine. I have no further questions.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Mr. Edwards.
Yes, I have a question for Mr. Squire. And yesterday on your testimony, you covered number 76. And it was tap number 4.
Yes.
And which happened to be my questionnaire that I sent in to you for my information. And a couple items on there that I wanted to express to you and see what your feelings were on it. On number 5, I saw that my well was drilled in 1972 of April.
Yes.
And then you go down to number 6, the well was 145 feet deep, and the depth of the water was 68.25. And I put a date behind that as September 11th of 08. And the reason I did that was that I knew that you had...
Mr. Hearing Officer, we're going to have to object, at least by me. We don't mean to cut off this lay party from inquiring. However, we do request that the questions be put to Mr. Squires and that the party not simply testify as to and add facts or assumed facts or asserted facts into the record without foundation.
Okay. Really, Mr. Edwards, this goes back to the original discussion we had about cross-examination, that your responsibility as a party, if you're examining someone, is to ask questions. And not give testimony or statements of your own knowledge. And so, and I said I would be assertive in limiting that kind of presentation of information. So rather than talking or telling Mr. Squires the reason that he did something, if you'll just ask him questions about what's here and then see what his responses are. Then if you want to talk about this questionnaire itself, you'll have a chance to do that on Certibuddy because this was brought in through the rebuttal testimony of the applicant.
Okay, can I present a couple items here then?
Sure. Yeah. Mark, Mr. Edwards.
Mark is an exhibit, yes. There's two, 431 and 432. Two of them together. Oh, that's the first
one. Okay, if I can ask you a question then. What was the depth to the water on the well, sentence number six?
68.25 feet below some date.
Okay, and when was that shown that it was taken?
It's noted as September 11th, 2008.
Okay, would you look on exhibit 431 that I handed you?
Yes. We have not yet marked this, Mr. Edwards. You want this marked as exhibit 431?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, the letter is September 17th.
Letter from Dennis Osley.
Yes.
That verified that the 68.25 for the depth to my water.
Yes.
Mr. Hearing Officer, we need to mark this as Eagle Pines Exhibit 431 rather than
a reading for the letter.
Then Norman Edwards.
Yeah, that's fine. So this is the mark as 432.
Okay, Mr. Squire, then look at exhibit 432, which is dated December 31st, 2008.
Yes.
And it's also a measurement and from Dennis Owsley that measured the same well. And what was it? Shows the depth on that one?
68.02.
Okay. Would we say then that 68.25 that was taken in September, as yesterday you stated that it was probably lower because during the irrigation time?
I said it could be.
Right. Okay. This shows that it was not in irrigation time in December, the same as it was in September, within 500 feet.
From those two measurements, you could infer that, but I don't see, I wasn't there when I measured the well. I don't know if the water level in your well might have been recovering during the early measurement. Perhaps it had been used that day. There's no time of day. I would agree that the water levels are fairly close together.
And I was there when it was measured at the time, and there was no pump.
Objection. Okay, again, Mr. Edwards, you're now testifying and giving your opinion of that. You need to ask Mr. Squires questions of what he knows, and you'll have a chance to testify about your own knowledge.
Are you aware that I was there when those were measured?
I wasn't aware of that.
Then as a statement, I was there.
Okay, again, but see, if you want to put facts into the record, Mr. Edwards, you can do that on direct testimony. But you don't need to tell Mr. Squires. You just ask him questions about his knowledge. Thanks.
Well, I have no further questions.
Okay. The two documents that you asked to be marked, you wish to offer those as evidence. Okay, Mr. Faraday?
No objection.
Okay, they're received in evidence. Mr. Faraday, redirect?
No question.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Squires. Finish Shirley.
We call Dr. James Kuchinski.
Yes, Mr. Thornton.
Are we going to have a chance for the public witness?
I'm sorry, I did mention that, and I'm sorry I overlooked it. So, if you'll come forward, sir, and I don't know your name.
Gary, can we break the record?
Huh?
Can we break the record?
Just a minute, let's go off the record.